This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
A program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look
away. This was always going to be a big week for White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney with the release of the president's spending plan for next year. But that has been overtaken by events. First, Congress passed and Mr. Trump signed a two-year spending plan that adds hundreds of billions of dollars to the deficit. And now the White House is dealing with its mishandling of domestic abuse allegations against former Staff Secretary Rob Porter. And there's talk the president may be looking to replace Chief of Staff General John Kelly. Among the names being floated, Budget Director Mick Mulvaney. And welcome back to Fox News Sunday.
Morning. Thanks very much for having me back.
Yes, I'm sure you're delighted by that introduction.
You forgot about the shutdown last weekend, too.
Yes, that's true. Well. Has the president or anyone around him talk to you about replacing General Kelly as White House Chief of Staff?
Absolutely not. And I think all the stories about replacing General Kelly are mostly being fed by people who are unhappy that they've lost access to the president under General Kelly's leadership as Chief of Staff. So, no, I'm extraordinarily pleased with the job the Chief has been doing. Everybody in the West Wing is. The President is as well. I think that talk about the Chief's departure is much ado about nothing.
Have you talked with General Kelly about his status, his standing?
Absolutely not. And again, that's because I don't think it's an issue. Keep in mind, working in the West Wing and reading about it in the newspaper, watching on television, could not be more different. The place is very stable, very quiet. So all the media hype about all the disarray is just that.
But when you suggest that these stories are being fed by people who've lost access because General Kelly has imposed order, you seem to be suggesting it's being fed by people inside the West Wing.
No, keep in mind, before the general got there, just about anybody could get access to the West Wing. So there's a bunch of people who are not inside the White House who are also upset that he's controlled it in a way that has made us much more productive. Keep in mind, since the Chief has come on, we've managed to pass the tax bill, the economy is going again, ISIS is defeated. There's a lot of good things that have been happening since the Chief is there, and I think the President sees that. The results speak for themselves.
Let's talk about
The thing, Scott, that gets me is that the conversation about the White House is so reckless. You know, things they come up with. Suddenly John Kelly is, because of the Porter situation, he was being blamed for that, or, the media just kind of stabbing out there. But nobody comes back and says, there's no filter on some of these reports, and they're given place, this fake news and everything, and then they're upset because the president tweets. But at least the president has a little bit of control, actually a lot of control, of what is being distributed out there information-wise, good and bad. But it's on him, as opposed to, some of these fake news pundits that are throwing stuff out there and suggesting, the White House into disarray. Well, why would they say that? I mean, what are they communicating? It's one thing, on a political standpoint, because we're, it's us against them, Democrats against Republicans, and that kind of ridiculous stuff. And this is, and I say it's ridiculous because that's what we're paying for. I mean, we the people, our hardworking tax dollars are going to fund this kind of insanity. The dialogue and lack of civility and what's being thrown out there. I mean, it's like, here's this FBI investigation, all this stuff that's been going on with the special prosecutor Mueller and things that are being tossed back and forth by, Adam Schiff, some of the statements he makes. And, it's like, wait a minute, how do you get there? These are clearly opinion. It's emotionalized. There's a lack of Valentine-ness in it, right? As I say, we got to show the love a little bit here. Let's be respectful. I mean, after all, you're supposed to be representing the people, and you're more in, you seem to be more focused on your partisan perspective in this anti-Trump movement. It's like, get over it. We elected him to be president. Let him do his job, come alongside and be an asset to moving this country forward and getting back on track and making sure our hard-earned tax dollars are getting the due return that it deserves, instead of all this bickering and nonsense that's going on. But, hey, look, It's like gravity. I'm not sure we can fight it. It just keeps on going. But we can only hope that a voice of reason would stand out, right?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, let's sync up our watches here as we continue on talking about the things that you want to know about. One topic that was definitely increasing in noteworthiness was what is happening with Israel and the attack on Israel by Iran. And with us right now is Jennifer Breeden. Jennifer is an attorney specializing in international criminal law and foreign policy. With the nature of her work, her focus in the Mideast and counterterror that keeps us safe. Jennifer, good to be talking to you. How are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. It's great to be on with you.
Well, let's talk about what's going on here. Suddenly, we have Iran making some very aggressive moves to Israel. And, of course, Israel's not going to stand there. They're attacking some Iranian-controlled posts in Syria, right?
Yes, and Israel has been very, very open about this. In fact, they said that they're never going to let Iran have any kind of permanent presence in Syria. As we know, in the Golan Heights, Syria borders, it shares a pretty large border with Israel. And so Israel's been watching this Iranian military buildup and these confines that they're having that Iran has had now close to the Israeli border in Syria. This is a permanent presence. So what happened was that a drone came towards Israel, fired by Iranian forces into Israel. Israel stopped not only the drone, but they were also able to attack and take out the Iranian bases there in Syria. But that didn't happen before Iranian troops working with Syria's Assad regime. Troops were able to hit one of the Israeli planes back in Israel territory. Luckily, it seems right now that the pilot and navigator did survive, not without serious injuries, but it did bring down the plane before they ejected. And so it's that's the first time that any foreign force has brought down an Israeli plane in an attack since 1982. So this is a very high escalation showing the severe nature of Iran's threat in the region.
Well, and Israel has got to be upset because they've been, it's not like they've just sat there and watched it and didn't say anything to the international community. They've been pointing this out all along, and this has gone ignored. And now the very thing that Israel said was going to happen has happened. And now what does the UN do?
Absolutely. Of course, I mean, we know the UN's going to do nothing. In fact, Bill, I've been to some of these places in Israel, these border areas of Lebanon and Syria and Israel. I've spoken actually with some of the UN officials that are there, and just in their own personal private conversations with me, and they would say, you know, this is off the record. They know what happens. They know Hezbollah has built up troops. They know they attack Israel. They know they're always the first aggressor against Israel. They're like, that's just not what we're allowed to do under our colors of uniform. But you're absolutely right that Israel has the intelligence. They've been saying this for many years. They know exactly what's going to happen. And this is not the first time this has happened. They're always right about the threats against them and what's going to happen. And the world has stayed silent. you know, one of the most interesting things to see is, you know, President Trump has been a good friend to Israel. We've seen that that's happened many times. But Rex Tillerson now has planned this trip to the Middle East. He knows what's going on. And one place he's strategically not going is Jerusalem. He's not going to Israel. He'll be going all around Israel. So it'll be interesting to see whether his plans shift, because it seems right now that his plans are just to sort of ease relations with Turkey right now.
Exactly. Well, you know, relevant to this situation, you know, you yourself talked about being there at the border, and I was there a couple of years ago. In fact, we're atop a former Syrian outpost that was, you know, pretty beat up. I, you know, we're sitting on top of this building with a uniformed IDF officer, and he goes, well, over here to the left, we have Hezbollah. Next to them, we've got, you know, these bad players. Then we got these, and in between, we've got IDF patrolling. And I'm going, we're on top of this building standing next to a uniformed officer for why? You know, because we're not that far away.
So calmly. I mean, even when you see the pictures following these attacks as children, they're seeing that they're not freaking out. They're like, we're attacked all the time.
Right.
You know it. Nothing's far away. There's a threat. Let me point to you where the people are that want to annihilate our entire country and our existence. So it is interesting. But, you know, with this military threat, obviously this is a very big deal. Israel has the capabilities to always ward off these attacks, even if U.S. presence hasn't been there. They didn't request it. They don't need it. We've already, but you know, provided them with good military systems, and they have a good military of their own. What's going to be interesting, Bill, to see in the coming days is the continued backdoor friendships and blossoming friendships between Israel and Saudi Arabia and Israel and Egypt. For a couple of reasons on that, but mostly, you know, Saudi Arabia is always going to be backdoor. It's going to be quiet. But Saudi Arabia is concerned about the rising threat of Iran in the region, and Iran even having shot missiles off at Saudi Arabia. So these are going to be backdoor, because Saudi officials know that even if they want to partner with Israel against Iran, that their people, if some of their people, are going to be very anti-Israel. So it's going to have to be kept quiet. But
right.
With Egypt's President El-Sisi, he's very against the Muslim Brotherhood, who has had historical ties and alliances with the Ayatollah, despite the Sunni-Shia difference. And President Sisi has been working with Israel against Hamas, against the Brotherhood. So it will be interesting to see what those friendships and that intelligence sharing that's already started between the two countries, how that grows and how that makes Israel more stable. But for right now, Iran's presence is growing, and it's going to be interesting and important to see what the U.S. does to make sure that that stops.
Well, and the fact that they were able to take down a Israeli F-16, that's noteworthy.
It's very noteworthy, because these planes are built with anti-missile technology. They're built with this kind of technology. These are some of the most well-trained fighter pilots in the world in Israel. And so this is a big deal. Of course, you know, both people in the plane did survive. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the fact that the plane was shot, was hit down, and it was in Israeli territory is extremely noteworthy. I mean, it shows the advanced capabilities. It shows the fact that, you know, Iran's weapon systems are more advanced than we might give them credit for. And now that they're right on the border of our, you know, closest ally in the Middle East, it'll be very important to see how we react to that and what Tillerson does in his upcoming meetings in the next few days.
Now, this weapon defense system demonstrated by Iran in shooting down an F-16 originated from Russia?
Yes, and we've seen that there is a Russian presence there. Now, that's another important relationship to see, because we know that you know, we've seen really kind of a silent U.S. presence, not as big a U.S. presence in Syria. We have about 2,000 ground troops there now, really just trying to arm our allies, namely the Kurds or the Syrian Democratic Forces. We're not working with the Assad regime, while Russia has been allied with the Assad regime. But there are, you know, backdoor deals. Not all of this comes out publicly, but I'm sure with some of these stories coming out, you know, Russia doesn't want to lose face. They're trying to gain this foothold in the region. They try to be the moral superior player. So they're not going to want their little buddy, Iran, going and attacking forces, because what Israel did in attacking these Iranian bases in Syria wasn't self-defense. It was after a drone came into their territory. They
exactly.
had every right to go after who originated it. So it's going to be interesting to see, because we know that Netanyahu has met with Putin. He's been in talks with Russia and Russian intelligence. And just to say, you know, keep your guys, the Iranians, in check. We're right here, and we're not going to stop that. And Putin's not going to want that on his plate, starting an Iranian-Israeli war, because Iran, their allies, use their technology not against ISIS, not against the bad guys, but against Israel.
Is this going to compromise their nuclear ambition in any way?
Iran?
Yeah.
Only
from a standpoint that it puts them right in the crosshairs. I'm going to have you answer that on the other side of the break, only because
We've got to go to break here, and this is going to take a little bit of time. I want you to unfold it for us. Jennifer Breeden on Bill Martinez Live, 15 minutes after the top of the hour. The conversation continues right after this.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soap. Deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Where you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. It's just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Jennifer Breeden remains with us, legal analyst and also human rights attorney. Knows the Middle East, has been there. Is there a bunker you have not been in, it seems like?
No, there actually hasn't at this point. It's pretty bad. think every front lines area and territory, but it's good because then I can see with my own two eyes. I'm not just, you know, seeing which mainstream media outlet is going to tell me what's going on in the Middle East. There, I've seen it. I've been there. I've done it.
Well, the good news is it keeps your husband praying, you know, for you.
Oh, constantly. Also, it keeps him begging to not make him travel with me.
He goes, I'm a producer. I'm not, you know, I don't dodge bombs for a living, you know.
That's all. I do radio controls and things.
Exactly. I mean, the worst thing could happen is maybe one of those little, you know, fidget things might blow up on him or something. You know, that's about it.
Oh, yeah, that would be the worst.
But we love John. We love John. John needs to be where he needs to be, and you need to keep doing what you're doing, and we appreciate it and love you both for it. Jen, you know, as I was saying right before we went to break, this spotlight on Iran right now, timing-wise, quite interesting. I mean, here they are. They continue to move towards becoming nuclearized and having nuclear power, and they're demonstrating some aggressiveness here that's got to be a warning signal to the rest of the international community, not to mention its Mideast neighbors.
You would think so. And I think this is where you're going to start to see some interesting shifts, because we've always known behind doors that the anti-Iranian regime powers, such as Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and others, are mostly those two. Those are the two to really be watching. It's always kind of been, hey, we don't want them in the region, but we're not really going to speak out. They kind of stand as that united sort of Islamic country front in the United Nations. Mm-hmm. But this is a changing shift here. They're not going to be okay with Iran's presence growing in the region right on their borders, and was showing this new violence streak. So the fact that they are, you know, wanting to possess a nuclear weapon, we've known that. We've always known that. We've given back this money. You know, Bill, part of what the people in Iran are protesting right now, besides women's rights, is also that Iran, their government, has not spent money to provide them food or shelter or human rights. Their government has spent this money to build up their military presence in Syria to attack Israel, in Iraq. I mean, I've seen pictures in the Baghdad military officers' room. Is a picture of the Ayatollah of Iran. They are there, right there, and we use these terms like Shia militias or Hezbollah. This is all Iran trying to build up their military presence in the region while trying to build nuclear weapons, and their people are protesting against them, and the world seems to be ignoring it. And so that's why this is such an important story, because they have to be stopped, and it's going to be interesting, again, as we've talked about, to see which countries are going to stand up first and start to say it. We always know Israel has. They're not afraid. They're hated anyways. They're going to say it. But who will be the first country? Because right now it's not the U.S. Everybody knows the U.S. has partnered with them, but Rex Tillerson has been silent about this. He isn't even planning a trip there to Jerusalem. So whether, you know, Trump sends Pence over there or what happens with that. But which Middle Eastern country is going to be the first to stand up and say, look, you guys know we're partnering with Israel. You know, this is Saudi Arabia. This is
yes, right, exactly.
We're with Israel on this. We're going to stop you.
Well, the interesting thing to consider here, Jenna, as well, is that with these growing partnerships that are coming out, like you say, it's been backdoored and it's probably been going on for a lot longer than we realize, because it is still ultimately about Middle East peace. And I don't think they necessarily agree with the Palestinians, but, you know, how do they deal with the Palestinian issue?
Well, and that's interesting. It depends on both sides. Now, I've been to Egypt many times and to Saudi Arabia. And I do know that I have met with many civilians in Saudi Arabia that aren't that don't share the anti-Israel rhetoric that I've heard, for example, from Jordanians and even from people in Lebanon. Mm. So it just depends on how far the propaganda has come. I think the Saudis feel things a little more clearly, but they have been afraid to, you know, lose that foothold by saying, look, we're the base of, you know, Muhammad, of Mecca, Medina, but hey, we're going to partner with Israel. So
right.
I think there's a little bit of fear there because of what it would do to their religion to come forward with it. But in terms of with the Palestinian issue, you know, it is tough because that all comes down to politics. These are countries in the Islamic kind of union countries, these Arab states, we call them, these Middle Eastern countries. They have to align with each other. They have to adhere to each other. And so they would actually have riots in their streets in some of these places by Muslim Brotherhood. These are Muslim Brotherhood or Salafi supporters. Those are the pro-Palestinian ones who have put out that propaganda. And they would have riots in the streets in their countries if they came out just blatantly in support of Israel. So it's the quiet voices, the ones that literally take me to the side and whisper, look, I'm Muslim, but I don't really see that bad a problem with Israel. They're mm-hmm. better than the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be those voices gaining more traction and more strength. But right now, I mean, politically, internationally, and publicly, You do see some of this kind of, you know, more pro-Palestinian thing just to keep the peace, while I'm sure within 24 hours, the backdoor deal would be, look, Israel, here's some intelligence we found, you know, keep doing your thing against Hamas.
Yeah, in a way, some similarities here domestically of people that want to support Trump, but they don't want to necessarily put a yard sign out, right?
That's actually kind of funny. Yes. I mean, where they really pull you aside almost as if it's a secret, you know?
Yes.
I just want to tell you, I actually think he's doing a good job. It's okay to say that. That's not a crime to say that your family has more money in your paycheck. Now, that's
right.
All right. It's the same. It's very similar there.
Yeah, go figure. We are an interesting breed here. But, hey, you know, if there was ever a call for courage, it is now. If there's going to be market change in a positive way, I want to talk about North Korea right now. Of course, in the face of the Olympics, we have Kim Jong-un's sister, who the media turned into a media darling, huh?
Well, of course they did. I mean, nobody was surprised to see CNN and everybody else. I mean, what was that, ABC, you know, sent their correspondents over there to praise their beautiful ski resort, which was completely staged, ABC or CBS. I mean, so of course they turned her into a media darling. She showed up. She's, you know, a pretty lady and shook hands and smiled. I mean, there are people in her country starving. Over the past 7 to 8 years, North Korea, specifically in the last 3 years, North Korea is the number one state sponsor against for Christian persecution. They are persecuting Christians to a point where they will beat people in the streets who have even spoken to a Christian, gone to another place to even talk to a Christian or consider it. So the fact that, you know, we talk about how horrible these radical Islamists are, and it is against a lot of minorities, against even their own people. How much worse is it that every organization that recognizes how bad they are, that North Korea itself is much, much worse, the beatings, the torture, the things
right.
like that. And yet the media is glorifying this person because she had a smile and shook somebody's hand. I think it was Eric Metaxas who said, you know, if only Hitler had a pretty sister who could shake hands,
yes,
maybe a lot
right.
more Jews would have been killed.
Well, this is all very dangerous, Jennifer, because of what it says in terms of the propaganda and the acceptance. I mean, here you have the mainstream media lauding her praises and ignoring, choosing to blatantly ignore what her brother, what her family, what the leadership of North Korea is doing to their very people and starving them to death and the abuses and that sort of thing. I mean, you know, we're hashtagging everything these days here in this country.
Yes.
I mean, what do you want to do? Just put a big hashtag over North Korea? Maybe they might figure this out?
That's all they've wanted to do. It's the same thing as if somebody was torturing a child in their dungeon for many years, and then one day they decide to come in there and give them a piece of bread, and the world says, you know what, you don't need to let that child in the dungeon go. It's fine, you gave him a piece of bread. This is nothing. You are hurting your people. Your people are severely traumatized. They're brainwashed. You know, one of the things I said was that I wonder how many people at the Olympics are wondering, can I get to a North Korean Olympian? Can I talk to them? Can I give them a pamphlet of
yes,
food very
right.
secretly? Because what's going to happen to these people if they return, or even worse, if they don't win?
Right. Exactly. Well, the fact that they're even, you know, there at the Olympics, can you imagine the security that's around the North Korean team?
They're going to make sure nobody gives them anything, any truth, because those people have been brainwashed since birth.
Well, like you said, I mean, if they're beating people in the streets, you got to know that they're probably saying, look, we've got your family here, and we've got a close eye on them. Don't you even think about veering one iota to the left or to the right, right?
That's what it is. You better come back, or else your whole family is going to be murdered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but here we are. We want to glorify the sister, and she's the North Korean Ivanka Trump, right?
That's what the media has made her out to be.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Jennifer Breeden, legal analyst and human rights attorney on Bill Martinez Live. Jennifer, thank you so much. Appreciate it as always.
Thanks for having me on.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow. Perhaps where you live, rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
When you see broken beyond repair, see healing beyond belief. When you see too far gone, I see one step away from home. You see nothing but damage good. I see something good in the making. I'm not finished yet.
There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're here to help him remember, right? Along with your help, because all hands are required to be on deck if we're going to get this country back on track. I am Bill Martinez, 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Alexander Atlas joins us now. Written a rather interesting book, and he knows from whence he comes, because he was, at one time, a boy himself, and this book is titled The Boys You Don't Take Home, Game Secrets, by Alexander Atlas. Alexander, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
It's great to be here. I'm pretty good myself.
Well, wonderful. Hey, you know, we're on the eve of Valentine's Day, and you know, this is a time when, you know, if it's not the holidays, if it's not, you know, the traditional holidays like Christmas and that, that, you know, make you feel like, okay, maybe I'm less than if I don't have a significant other, or I'm not in a relationship, or I'm not married, somehow one becomes the loneliest number, as the song says. And what we need to be careful of is because of, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, the rhythms of the earth that says, okay, these are the time, Valentine's Day, when you're supposed to be buying, you know, roses and chocolates and have somebody be your Valentine. It might tilt the scales a bit and, you know, get you to make some, you know, rather hasty decisions when it comes to, you know, that boy that you want to bring home.
That's true. That's true. A lot of people don't want to be alone. And right now is a season where a lot of women are vulnerable and they're willing to take home anybody not to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people make bad choices, you know, what looks good on the outside may not be good for you.
Mm-hmm. Now, this book, The Boys You Don't Take Home, is a follow-up from the girls' version, too, right, that you did?
Yeah, The Girls You Don't Take Home to Mama.
Yeah, you don't. Oh man, have we all? I only have to laugh and please. I mean, this is not a couple of misogynists here. Okay, this is just observers of life, and we've lived and played the roles here, and we've seen it work both ways. And I appreciate your attempt at balance, and I hope our listeners can appreciate this as well, Alexander.
Oh, I'm pretty sure they will once they get into it.
Okay, so The Boys You Don't Take Home. Let's get down to the nitty gritty here. What are you saying?
Well, basically, The Boys You Don't Take Home, I give a breakdown on the most four common boys, which is the mama's boy, the player, the scrub, and the bad boy. And I basically break down a lot of their manipulation and tricks and deceitful ways of how to get in and consume the hearts of vulnerable women and take them for granted. So it's basically a lot of tricks, a lot of games that's been played. That's what's more common now than in the past, because mm-hmm. the relationship traditions have changed so much over the years. So basically, this book is basically to give you a whole outlook on why the games are being played, how they're being played, and how you can avoid being played.
Mm-hmm. Well, the culture itself, Alex, I know when I was growing up, I mean, it was not quite fast and loose like it is today. I mean, with all the, and it's interesting because we have all the hashtagging sensitivity going on, sexual harassment happening, and I'm thinking, what did you expect? I mean, the music, the culture, movies, the way people talk, the way young girls present themselves today, my goodness, I mean, they're in so many cases, they're like red flags in front of charging bulls.
Yeah, of course. Because social media plays a big part. Everyone wants to be accepted. And today, the norms is not the norms as it was in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of women are taking heat, like are taking role models. I'm just going to throw a couple names out there, like Kim Kardashian, Black China.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That got into their fame through, you know, not such a traditional way. And these are their role models. This is what they're looking up to. This is what they're trying to follow.
Right.
And necessarily, that's not the right way to do it.
Well, it's not. It makes its impact. I mean, look, I'm looking at a video, not right now, but I'd looked at a video. I couldn't watch the whole thing, maybe a couple of minutes. Oh, my gosh, how disgusting. And there were over 83 million people that had watched this video, and it's about sex for money and the debasement of young women. And I'm thinking, wow, in the midst of all that is happening right now, you have a video that has 83 million people viewing it that, addresses the very thing. Now, I know that, you know, these aren't a bunch of sociologists looking at this video saying, okay, you know, how do we analyze this deal? These are interested parties on both sides that are watching, this video that talks about sex for money. And it's like, okay, which only demonstrates that we're fighting an uphill battle. I say we're, for the sake of our daughters and the women that we love and respect, it's like, wow, this is tough when you have this kind of environment in which we live in.
That's true. I have two daughters myself, and you can only teach them so much at home, because when they go to school and when they go around their friends, they're just being bombarded with what you just said, videos and music, talking about ill-natured stuff. And it is an uphill battle. It's a battle to go against what's right, because you can only teach them so much at home. And then when they get out to the world, it's all this negative influence.
Well, the coarse language, even. I gotta tell you, my observation here recently, for some reason here in the last couple months, I've been around a lot of younger people. And I don't know about you, Alexander, but I didn't grow up with a very loose way of the F word being thrown out. And today it's thrown out so casually And I'm thinking, wow, you got to be kidding me. And I got to imagine that these kids, you know, that are in our household, you know, they're at dinner, we're there, we talk, we have a reasonable conversation. They go out and they start hanging out with their peers, and the language comes out. And you go, whoa, what? Where did that come from?
It's all in the music, but it's the daily culture talk, and it becomes the language becomes a norm for them. It's like a secondary vocabulary. I talk to my girls all the time about saying, like, when we was growing up, you say that word, you're getting your mouth washed out with soap.
Right.
Now there's no repercussions now because it's so norm. And they hear it so often. Like, every time you turn on the TV, it's abusive language, vulgar language being said. And it's, man, you're right. It's hard to compete with that. It's an uphill battle.
And if you are influenced by that, which influences your perspective, your worldview about relationships that you're entering into, is it any wonder that you're going to have good girls making bad mistakes? And conversely.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what concerns me, and that's what I get, you know, in the heart of both your books here. I mean, you're writing them for your daughters and your future son-in-laws to say, look at, you know, life is tough enough as it is. You know, let's kind of line up the forces in a way that work more to your good and not against you. But we've got to get back to the basics here. And I am hopeful in one hand because I see some millennials and a lot of millennials who are the future starting to observe and say, hey, this isn't working. You know, I'm not better off today than I was yesterday. And what is it that I need to do in order to change things? You know, it's some self-evaluation that is required now, right?
Right, of course. The millennials today have to learn to love themselves first before mm-hmm. they can love somebody else. You have to really appreciate themselves, and that's not happening in their lives. But hopefully they can see, hopefully they read the book and they can see that they need to love themselves first before they can love somebody else.
Now, let me say this. Alexander addresses some key issues. How to identify Mr. Wrong. You can determine what's a good match for you. The telltale signs of cheating. Managing your expectations. Dealing with rejection. Great issues here. The boys, you don't take home. Game secrets from Alexander Atlas on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you so much.
Money. 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 You got to have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to the music of Kathy Tricoli, who joins us right now, who continues to be a powerful force in popular music. Kathy's numerous accolades include 18 number one radio hits, 2 Dove Awards, 19 Dove Award nominations, 3 Grammy nominations. Kathy Tricoli, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Good to talk with you.
Hey, good to be talking to you. You're in Colorado Springs. I was just in Colorado there a couple of weeks ago. Cold. There's still ice on the ground there, I take it, huh?
Well, they actually, the other night, I did a couple of concerts, and it was their first big snowfall. It was like 8 inches, and I joked with the audience that I brought their first big snowstorm in. But, yeah, it's pretty cold out here.
Well, we're on this tour, Comfort by Candlelight. Concert events. So you leave Colorado Springs, you head to L.A., and I'm right here in the zip code. I'm in Long Beach, California, waiting for you, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Every time I get to come to California, it's just you're so blessed.
Right.
It's unbelievable, the weather out there. You know, and I live in Nashville now, but I'm from New York, so
yes.
We had some bitter cold there, too.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Well, I'm based out of East Coast in Florida, so I'm here in California. My kids are still here, except for one of them in Hawaii, so we'll see her later. So this is a little bit of a tour here on the West Coast that I've been on. And and then I'll see you in Nashville the end of the month for the National Radio Broadcasters that's going to be taking place there. So I'll be there for a week,
yes.
Broadcasting live. So it's going to be good fun. But tell us about Comfort by Candlelight, the concert events.
Yes, well, Bill, honestly, just a little background. I have been singing and speaking for many years. I'm so blessed to it's like three decades, you know, and I've gotten to do, you know, stadiums with Billy Graham and, you know, arenas with Women of Faith to small, you know, audiences in conference centers, in hotels, and seeing a lot of life and seeing a lot of life in people and, you know, learning about people's struggles and learning about the things they've gone through, you know, because there's always a story with a song.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to the point where I just thought, you know, I want to travel this country and just have a specific evening where for 90 minutes I can just offer songs of comfort and share from my own life and my own experiences in just having a night where people can be reminded of who God is, that He is faithful, that it's not the end of their story. God is still writing their story. And,
exactly.
You know, a lot of times we're so busy that we forget to just infuse our souls and hearts and minds with life and reminders of Jesus. And so that's what I'm doing right now. And it, honestly, Bill, I wish I took it across the country a decade ago. That's how amazing it's been.
Well, God's perfect timing, right? Sometimes we see it and we go, why didn't I do it sooner? It's because God didn't want you to do it sooner.
Yeah.
And
well, I often, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, no, go ahead.
I often tell people, you know, because I started out in my early 20s as a young believer. I was discovered by Amy Grant and Michael W. Smith's managers. And yet, you know, you were so right, Bill, because I couldn't do what I'm doing now in my 20s and 30s. Like, just, I often say I had to catch up to the story God was writing for my life, because the way it just is just pouring out of me. You know, when you go through a lot of life and you see a lot of God in your life and how He's taking you through things, I'm just getting up there naturally and sharing what He's done. And what naturally happens for us is, wow, you know, the light turns on and you kind of go, wow, he really does do that. He is faithful to His word. He, you know, if she can do that, I can certainly do that. So it's really been wonderful. What a gift it's been.
Well, I got to tell you, you have been such a blessing, because I remember when you first came on the scene and to see how your career has taken off. But more importantly, Kathy, what touches me is your relationship with God. That is significant. It's one thing to be on stage and get the accolades of people, but you can tell when somebody is connected, particularly when, you know, it's not a performance, you know, because it's easy. When you're on stage, I say it's easy. The lure is to be performance-based rather than redemptive. And what it is for you and for your life and what it's all coming down to is what the Bible talks about. You know, he who knows their God will do mighty exploits. It's not so much about the mighty exploits is what people perceive, but it's in knowing their God. It's knowing God experientially, and which is what it's been for you for three decades in the music world. You know, even, you know, you lost your parents at an early age to cancer. You know, having gone through that and seeing God's faithfulness, witnessing firsthand that you know that you know that you know, and there is special conviction and power in the words you speak because it comes out of experience and your trust and faith in God.
Yes, Bill, I appreciate you saying that so much, because even this morning, every time I do a Comfort by Candlelight, I'll post a picture of the crowd and give them a shout out on my Facebook. I'm really interactive on my Facebook page. And I often get, you know, this was such a different evening and you are so real. And I got to tell you, Bill, even after all these years, it would be a lot more work to not be real, to put on a face, to kind of get up and say the things that you think Christians want to hear, or say, you know, just kind of a cliche, kind of a performance. And I think because I have had a lot of valleys in my life, you mentioned the loss of my dad did. He died at 45, colon cancer, my mother at 61.
Wow.
And, you know, I went through a bad addiction, food addiction with bulimia, and, you know, I had to claim bankruptcy when I was 30 years old. And, you know, we could all share our stories, right? But,
right.
You know, you could, some of what is happening now for me just comes from understanding what truly goes on if you let him have at you in the wilderness, in the dark, and understanding that it may be dark for you, but God sees perfectly in the dark. Mm-hmm. And he's taking you somewhere if you'll let him. And it's when we go kicking and screaming, and then I even have friends and family who have just turned away and went, you know, he's just not there.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, but that could have happened when Jesus was in Gethsemane.
Right.
It was like, you know, I'm not going to do this. I can't do it. And part of what happens in the suffering is if you suffer well, quotations, so to speak, is he brings you to this new day and you go, I can't believe I have this. It's like another mountaintop where you see a little bit more clearly and you taste a little bit more deeply what he's been wanting to show you all along. And that's all I'm sharing right now. You know? Right.
Well, Kathy, when you first started with this concept, Comfort by Candlelight, what did God reveal to you that said you had to do this? You had to take this show on the road.
Well, it was because, you know, I was a guest with Women of Faith for 8 years. I was just speaking and singing to women. And then, you know, just even through the years with concerts and going on missions trips. And, you know, the stories were mostly, I would hear stories of mountaintop experiences, but mostly it was, Kathy, this song got me through the death of my brother, or, you know, I'm helping my mother with Alzheimer's, and boy, this song helps me, and my son is in prison, and I listened to this song, and I thought, Lord, I'm at a time of life where I just want to offer that, just comfort. And so I thought, I love candles and I love the comfort of candles. And I put the two together. And then I also, Bill, I just thought, I don't want people to have to go, oh my gosh, I can't afford the $15 ticket, or we're actually going out on a love offering. And like last night, Bill, it was this sea of people, and yet it was almost, you could see four generations of people. It was just fantastic.
Wow.
Where, you know, they're bringing, even, you know, the younger kids, where they're going, who's this woman, you know? But they're bringing these, and it's fabulous. Like one woman said to me last night, she was with her teenagers, and they were like, should we come with you? And she's like, I promise you, you'd love it. And the teenagers were just hugging me and saying thank you so much. And so, you know, everybody needs comfort.
Exactly.
And so, you know, that's what I've decided to do. And we've been doing it for about a year right now. And we are not stopping. The schedule's filling
up.
That's
great. Well, we're out of time. Sadly, we could be talking a lot longer.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Real quick, in about 15 seconds, KT's Comfort Box, filled with songs, sentiments, scriptures, creating a perfect gift for those who may be hurting.
Yes,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go.
The air, but Comfort Box.
Yes.
Well, it's got scriptures, audio scriptures, comfort cards, anything you need for people who are hurting. You can go on KathyTricoli.com.
KathyTricoli.com. Kathy, what an honor. Really appreciate you making some time for us and for our audience to share your story. And as you say, we're confident that God continues to write our own stories. Thank God, huh?
Better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?